Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm recording this at home from my house to yours at Spring Festival season in Toronto, without any cinemas, but lots of good movies still playing online. So this week I'm looking at three movies, one each from the Toronto Jewish Film Festival and Hot Docs, both streaming, and a classic TV show. There's Decadence in Versailles, Pandemic in Manhattan, and Decline in 80s Moscow. Ottolenghi and the Cakes of Versailles. Sounds like a Tintin episode. Directed by Laura Gabbert. You probably heard of Yotam Ottolenghi, the London-based chef and cookbook author, but he received a phone call with an unusual offer from New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art to put together an event recreating the desserts of Versailles. So he contacts five chefs from around the world, but these are no ordinary chefs. They each have an unusual style of their own. Dinara Kasko, a young woman from Ukraine, assembles architecturally inspired cakes and gravity-defying minimalist structures on the outside with fantastic layers on the inside. Dominique Ancel, the inventor of the cronut, who features new takes on classic French patisseries. Sam Bompas of Bompas and Parr, who injects life into a much neglected form of cooking, molds and jellies. Gaia Oliveira, a multi-talented Tunisian chef who invokes her grandmother's ideas into her French pastries. And Janice Wong, a cordon bleu-trained Singaporean culinary artist who paints and sculpts using chocolate. This wonderful documentary shows the chefs at work behind the scenes at the Met, recreating the splendor, decadence, and opulence of Louis XIV's Versailles. The unique works they create, especially for the show, are really amazing, suggesting the architecture, the formal gardens, the topiary, the open court style of the palace, where ordinary people, if elegantly addressed, were allowed to enter that formerly fenced-off space. It also provides much-needed historical context. Starving Parisians eventually storm the palace for the French Revolution, while the documentary is set in an ostentatious Manhattan from not too long before the current pandemic lockdown. Parallels, anyone? The Strain, Season 1, created by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan. Dr. F. Goodweather, played by Corey Stahl, is a New York epidemiologist who works for the CDC. He's separated from his wife and son because he's always on call for emergencies 24/7. He works alongside Nora, played by Mia Maestro, an Argentinian-born doctor. They're called into action when a plane lands at JFK with everyone apparently dead. Is it a terrorist hijacking? No. It's a virus that has infected everyone on board. So call to action, the doctor attempts to stop its spread before the virus infects everyone in the city. But they're thwarted by corrupt officials who allow an intricately carved wooden box out of the protected area. It turns out the infected passengers aren't actually dead, more temporarily comatose and perhaps undead, if you know what I mean. Once infected, the people change into zombie-like vampires under the thrall of an unseen master, and the germs enter your body in a strange, dramatic way. A red phallic piece of flesh, like a blind moray eel, shoots out from the infected person's neck and bites the victim, sucking their blood. Once infected, tiny worms enter their body and the zombies cluster in colonies underground and only come out at night. So Manhattan collapses into chaos with widespread crime, looting, and mayhem, but still no quarantine. Luckily, a group of mismatched players form a team. There's Mr. Satrakian, played by David Bradley, an old man who runs a pawn shop who has secret knowledge from the past. Vasily, played by Kevin Durand, a rat catcher who knows his way around the city's tunnels. Dutch Velders, played by Ruta Gedmintas, a champion hacker who manages to disable the internet. And their enemies, a cabal of powerful men who want the infection to continue so they can rule the world. But can the doctors and their allies stop the infection before everyone is dead? The Strain is a great action horror thriller TV series about an uncontrolled pandemic, corrupt billionaires and politicians, and the valiant medical workers trying to stop it. It's got mystery, romance, sex, and violence with a very dark backstory that gradually reveals itself. It's oddly prescient and appropriate now, including lots of eerily similar situations to the current situation. And while it takes place in New York, it's shot in Toronto, where director Guillermo del Toro lives half the year. So if you're looking at a good pandemic drama, look for The Strain. The Humorous, written and directed by Mikhail Idov. It's 1984 in the Soviet Union. The Soyuz T-12 is in the skies. Chernenko heads a geriatric government, and Ronald Reagan talks about dropping bombs on Russia. Boris Arkadyev, played by Alexei Agranovich, has it all. He's a successful comedian, adored by his fans and protected by the government. He travels across the nation with a stand-up comic routine called The Mellow Season, about a trained monkey. Born in Belarusia, he now lives in a nice Moscow apartment with his lawyer wife Elvira and his two kids, the adoring six-year-old Polina and his rebellious teenage son Ilya. In public, he's a national icon, but behind the scenes, he's an arrogant womanizer and an all-around prick. Aside from himself, he worships the two Russian idols, vodka and the space program. He left religion behind, but is still conscious of anti-Jewish sentiment that follows wherever he goes. And he's a total sellout. Once a respected but unsuccessful novelist, he went on to be a TV writer with his friend and rival Simon. Boris gave in to the official censors, while the less successful Simon resisted. Now Boris is like the trained monkey in his monologue, performing on cue whenever ordered to do so. But a series of events change his outlook. An unexpected encounter with a cosmonaut makes him rethink destiny and God and existence. And when he learns about audacious black American stand-up comics from his actor friend Maxim, played by Yuri Kolokolnikov, he realizes how dull and tired his own comedy has become. Will he remain a depressed trained monkey for his corrupt masters in the army and KGB? Or will he risk his job, family, and reputation by speaking from the heart? The Humorous is an excellent dark comedy set in the last days of the Soviet Union. Agranovich is great as a troubled, over-the-hill comic, like a Philip Roth anti-hero. The movie's brilliantly constructed, starting with a garden party in Latvia, but degenerating gradually into this peak decadence soiree at a KGB birthday party at a villa, complete with American porn on TV and sagging old generals dressed in Roman togas at a banya. The film has an absurdist, almost surreal tone, where a midnight knock on the door could mean interrogation or the exact opposite. No spoilers here, but the movie keeps the viewers gripped and squirming until the very end. Great film. Ottolenghi and the Cakes of Versailles is now streaming at Hot Docs. The Humorist is online at TJFF, and you can find the Strain online or on DVD. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.